Yeah, sounds good. Thanks for the tip. Might be the younger generation part of me, but some of the settings and programming this radio, I'll use Google or ChatGPT and just say, hey, how do I turn this on? And it kind of walks you through it step by step. However, you're missing the things on the internet, like I just got here, of, hey, it's unnatural, but hold it up to your mouth. But thanks again for all the help. I'll be standing by. I'll listen and go to bed soon, too. So, KFJC, tonight.
Okay, Sam, very good. Yeah, it might be unnatural, but keep in mind the farther away it is from your mouth, the more background noise you're going to pick up. So if you're in a loud area, having it close to your mouth is nice because then that's all we hear is your voice, not the background noise. But if you're in a quiet area, then it's not a big deal either way. All right, Sam, thanks for checking in again, and we look forward to hearing you again out here next week or any other week you're available. 73, and congratulations again on the new license there. Sounds like you're already getting a lot of use out of it. Good to hear. All right, that was last call, so I'm going to go ahead and put a bow on this thing. This concludes this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net. I would like to thank all the amateur radio operators that checked into the net this evening. We had 20 check-ins. I will now return the repeater back to normal, general amateur use. This is Kurt, Alpha Charlie 9, Hotel Oscar, AC9HO. Net control clear at 9:15 Central Time 73, and have a good evening.